Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bellied Up Podcast. I'm bellied up to the bar with my buddy Miles. And
it's presented by Fleet Farm.
Presented by Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
I only have one job. Screwed it up. I always screw up the intros. Miles, what have you been up to? Give us something to talk about.
Well, here. A few weeks ago, I was in the great state of South Dakota.
Heard of it?
Great faces there, and also great places.
Yeah. It's got.
They should make that their slogan.
They really should. That's super rhymey. I like South Dakota a lot.
I mostly like it because there's no rules in South Dakota.
None.
It is the wild, wild west.
It's a lawless land.
Quite literally. They have Deadwood even.
Deadwood, so, exactly. I was going to bring that
very
up.
Very wild, wild west themed.
Yeah. Well, not themed.
It really was. Yeah, sorry.
Actually a place. Yeah, this is in Westworld. It's Deadwood.
Yeah, you ever been to Deadwood?
Never been to Deadwood.
You ever been to the Corn Palace before?
No. Did you go to the Corn Palace?
Oh, did I?
Okay, I gotta hear about this.
So hold on. Mitchell, South Dakota.
Heard of it.
Home of the world's only Corn Palace.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself in Mitchell, South Dakota, come to the world's only Corn Palace.
You've seen the pyramids. You've seen the Statue of Liberty. But there's only one. Corn Palace.
Corn Palace.
It's made of corn.
Coming to you. No.
And also has basketball on the inside.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It makes no sense.
They got basketball in the Corn
That's
Palace?
That's what the Corn Palace is. It's a gymnasium.
Yeah. Really? So yeah. Is it a double decker? Like, do they have boards on top of the corn rows somehow? Have they structurally secured these corn rows? So is it multi-story?
So,
that's a no.
The corn is mostly a veneer finish on the outside. Yeah, it's a real building.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's not just stacks of corn cobs.
Oh, I thought it would be.
It would, you know, that's what you'd think. Yeah. But it is, yeah. They just have a veneer corn. It's actually really sad this year.
Why?
It was so dry in South Dakota.
It was dry.
They didn't have enough corn to finish all the murals on the side.
Shoot.
Yeah.
You know, they have the drought. Rowdy, yeah. Like, that is some dirt roads. Yes. I was just there too. Yeah. Dirt roads. Holy smokes.
But,
and they're coming up.
But
the dirt.
The ones that they were able to do look great.
Yeah. So I'm still confused. In fact, more confused than when you started talking about this. So it's a building, looks like a school building with just corn.
No, it looks like a theater, is what it looks like. Because I think that they probably have theater events there.
Okay.
Because there's a stage on the side of the basketball court. But
okay. Oh, interesting. I get it. So then, but on the outside, it's just one row of corn or many rows of corn?
Jared, you want to pull up so Jared, or he knows what I'm talking about?
Well, no, but still, we have listeners who are going to need you to explain this so they can visualize.
Right. So it's brick, about 8 feet high.
Yeah.
And then everything above that is either made out of, the outside has got either corn cobs or corn stalks,
okay,
or stuff like that. And then they get different colored corn because you can get the colored corn. I don't know what it's exactly called. And they make images on the side of the building with the different corn cobs.
Oh, very cool. Let me take a look. Oh, that is sweet.
Yeah. So that's all that's all corn on there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So
that's slicker than snot on a sturgeon.
There's a little museum thing on the inside. There's a sweet old lady. Do you guys know what the sweet old lady's name was? No, I don't remember. But she was a sweet old lady. Got in there. She asked us if we wanted to watch a video.
Did you watch it?
We didn't. Well, when we got there, there was another couple watching it. So
okay. Well, she got someone there.
But it's really a fascinating place, really.
That's awesome. I you know what? I love that about the Midwest is that anywhere you go, there's not an exit too far away where you're going to find like the world's biggest penny or the world's biggest frying pan or the world's biggest muskie.
And the question always is why? And the answer should always be, because we can.
Absolutely.
And because there's not a lot of other shit going on.
I tell you this, though. It's true. In DeForest, Wisconsin, they got the Pinky the Elephant, this big old pink elephant. And What for? It built the economy of DeForest off the highway. How many people were stopping off the highway in DeForest if they didn't live there? Enough. but not as many if Pinky weren't there.
True. Very true.
Quick Trip has this upside down semi hanging up in Mauston. There's another one. Hayward's got the world's biggest muskie, you know?
There's about eight different towns in Minnesota that have the world's biggest Paul Bunyan.
That's true. And the biggest Paul Bunyan's actually in Wisconsin.
I don't know. There's Paul Bunyan land in Minnesota.
Well, I mean, that's not true. I just wanted to say it. I think Brainerd actually might have the biggest one. Or the cows. Bernice the cow in Manitowoc. Yep.
Virgus, Minnesota's got the biggest loon. Virgus, Minnesota's got the biggest loon.
That's cool.
What is Pelican Rapids has got the biggest pelican.
Wait.
That's a dead giveaway. Rossay's got the biggest prairie chicken.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool. And
if you out of town, Charlie,
yeah,
and you were going to have either the world's only or the world's largest, what would it be?
Wow.
And you can't say shark anatomy, okay?
Okay. Yeah. No, I won't. I won't go down that. Sharks, by the way, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, they got two willies. Okay, so they're called claspers.
So then it has to be the world's only two willies. Anyways, what would you choose?
Oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, all right. I know what it is. I know what I would do. I would have the world's biggest red-breasted merganser. With the wings out, or I would have them doing their mating dance, their mating ritual.
Can you give us all play by play if you want to do it for us? So, here, I'll hold your microphone.
Can
you do the dance? Or no, you can do it sitting.
I can do it. I think I've said this on this podcast before, haven't I? Or maybe a different. Oh, all right, here's how. So you've got all the males, okay, and then the female, and they have razor sharp bills, by the way. Well, I think it's them. I don't know. But anyway, the males are dancing. They're flapping their wings, like trying to impress her. And they're going beak in the water, beak up, ass in the water, beak up, ass up. That's the way they like to, you know. And the gal.
Sounds like Miley Cyrus.
Exactly. Back of the pond. Anyway, the gal ducks, the female red-breasted mergansers, they get their beak and they just put it right in the stomach of the male that they want to boink with, and that's how it happens.
I think that humans should adopt that.
yeah
just walk over to someone and you just put your nose right on their belly, and then they know.
Then there's no guessing, you know. There's no guessing at all. It's kind of like Bumble, except
yeah, no swiping. It's just poking.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so I would do like a four male red-breasted mergansers, one female, and the female would be poking the male that she likes, and the other ones would be like trying to go beak up, ass up, trying to impress her. Mm-hmm. And she's already made her selection. It says so much yet so little at the same time.
Wow.
How about you?
I knew you were going to ask. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
I got two in mind.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would go the world's only beer can sculpture made out of beer cans.
There's for sure one of those in the world, but okay.
Biggest.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
And then
so
runner up is I'd like to have the world's largest pull tab.
Okay, I like both of them. You do realize that you have drank enough Busch to make this
just
a reality.
Just last weekend.
Yeah. So why don't you guys, you have enough space there at the...
Well, now you're giving away all my secret plans, you know?
Are you getting... Well, you just gave it away yourself. Everybody is coming up with the same logical conclusion that if anybody's going to do this, it's going to be
you. Someday we'll have the You Betcha office open for tourism. We'll have the world's largest pull tab and the world's largest beer sculpture made out of beer cans.
See the
someday. The pull tab won't be a winner either. The pull tab will be a try again.
Yeah, and it'll be like half crumpled and just laying there, cracked open.
Well, no, it'll be a good sculpture. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
So, I think those are good.
I think those are really good ones.
I don't know. I think people want to see the biggest pull tab more than the bird.
I mean, you're definitely right on that, 100%. By the way, we should ask for people to message us. Who checks the messages?
It'll be Jared.
Jared, What this is probably
going to... What do we get them to message us?
I want them to message us what they think.
Or what they would do.
What they would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll read some of them on the podcast the next time.
Make a note of that. Yeah. We'll forget
you. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
All right, so there
send
it goes.
Send us what you would want your... if you had a town and you had the decision for the world's largest or world's only, what would it be?
Yeah, and you don't even need a town. You can just build it. If you build it, they will come. Yeah.
If you got a yard... You know, got a nice half acre.
Yeah.
The backyard. I'm sure the neighbors will love it.
Yeah. That'll really up the property value.
Yep. You know. All right. Should we take some callers?
Let's do it. Let's take some callers. Oh, hello. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Benjamin, and I currently am here in Washington State, up around Squim, Washington.
Ooh.
A little Washington State. I would say this by the first person calling in from Washington State, wouldn't you say, Charlie?
Well, I can't remember. I honestly feel
too many beers for Charlie.
Yeah.
You can't remember.
I feel like we might have had someone else from Washington, but no Benjamins from Washington. You're our first Benjamin from Washington. So, Benjamin, what's cooking up there in Washington?
Oh, you know, not much. I mean, I just been sitting around home all day.
Oh, yeah?
Well, drinking, too.
You've been sitting at home drinking all day, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Well, it's... what day is today?
I think it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, what are you doing on...
You in between jobs? What's going on?
And by the way, no judgment here. I couldn't even remember the day.
I couldn't even remember the day.
Yeah, no, I got off work at, like... 4 in the morning, so.
Oh, a little night shift.
Okay, what do you do for work, Benjamin?
I'm actually in the Navy.
Oh, you're okay. In the Navy. All right.
All right. We got a couple people from the Navy call in.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, last guy who called him from the Navy, you gave away the ending of Top Gun for me, so don't think I didn't forget that. Benjamin, what do you do?
That was my bad. Have you seen Top Gun since then?
Yeah, I have.
And?
Oh, it's a fun movie.
It didn't totally spoil it for you,
no,
did
it? No, it didn't. Benjamin, have you seen Top Gun?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's
kind of
fun. Movie.
What do you do in the Navy, Benjamin?
I'm a missile technician. I work on the submarines on the missiles down there.
Oh,
holy
wow.
Moly. I mean, my little brain can't even comprehend what you do every day. That's just...
Yeah, hey,
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Hard.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a book for everything, so you can just read it.
Well, that's my other problem is I don't like reading books either.
Yeah, so you guys don't YouTube it in the Navy, huh? You have an actual manual for that.
I'm a big-time video tutorial guy.
Me too.
You don't have any of those?
Yeah, normally I am too, but they won't let us... do the video, so we only get the book.
Yeah, you probably don't want to put a how-to nuclear submarine on YouTube, you know? it's probably not something you want Putin reading while he's crapping in whatever cave he's hiding in.
You know, you can just do a regular video file. They don't have to put on YouTube.
Well, you know, once it's a video, it's getting out there,
yeah,
you know?
They'll leak it.
They could leak the handbooks, but no one would ever read them, so, you know?
They probably have leaked the handbooks, but no one knows.
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm not reading that shit.
800 pages? let's just do diplomacy.
Yeah.
So, what's going on, Benjamin?
You belly up to the bar with us.
Belly on up here.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah. Aside for the booze.
What was that?
I said, tell us what's on your mind aside for the booze, you know, because you've been drinking. That was a callback.
Oh, well, you know, it was a crazy night last night, so it was time to... This morning, I just wanted to relax and have some drinks all day.
Yeah, no judgment here, Benjamin.
I mean, we're at a bar right now, middle of the day, drinking. So, yeah, we're on the same page here. You need some advice or anything? You got a buy, sell, trade potentially? What are you thinking?
You know, I thought about a question for you. You know, I figured y'all are pretty big on whiskeys and everything.
Yep.
And being that you're so close to Canada, which one do you think is better, Canadian whiskey or American whiskey?
Well, we're just...
American whiskey is pretty vague.
yeah.
thing, right?
Well, I mean, I think I get what you're... I don't...
Charlie, let's pretend like we know a ton about whiskey.
All right, whiskey all right? started in America.
No, it started in Scotland.
Hey, I was in Scotland, actually. Yeah, so I tried a lot of it. So,
Charlie, you were you had whiskey in Scotland. I don't know where it started.
Scotch. That would be Scotch.
Scotland so. Sounds...
Did whiskey really start in Scotland?
I have no idea. Charlie, we're pretending like we know.
Okay, this guy says that, yes, it did.
It did?
All right, whiskey started in Scotland.
Wow. But also, I don't know if I can trust this guy.
Yeah, what's your name?
Taz.
Taz?
Taz.
Hang on, Benjamin, we're looping Taz into the mix here.
Can you tell us where whiskey originated and define all of the American whiskeys for us?
Well, best of my knowledge, it started in Scotland. I don't remember where.
Okay.
Probably Scotland.
No, it's a small little suburb kind of thing.
Edinburgh.
Like Edinburgh or something like that.
Edinburgh.
Clearly, I've never been to Scotland.
Yeah.
Me neither. But I bartended for a day, okay. So I know what I'm talking about.
You bartended in Scotland for a day?
Can you name all of the American whiskeys?
No.
Okay, what's better?
Kentucky bourbon, right? That's got to be one.
No, well, okay, yeah.
Well, there's bourbon. There's scotch is still technically.
Gray area.
Scottish.
Yeah.
That's a gray area.
That would be, yeah.
And then, you're forgetting there's Kentucky. Canadian whiskey.
That's what we're talking. So Benjamin's on the phone with us, and he asked, "What's better, Canadian whiskey or American whiskey?" Benjamin, we're getting you an answer here. What do you think?
Well, I'd have to go Canadian. It's a little bit smoother.
Canadian is smoother.
However, it's sweeter.
Hang on, he had it's a however. Sweeter.
I will agree with it
because of the maple sweeter. Syrup.
But you know, I'm a Jack Daniels guy, so
he's a Jack smoky. Guy. Smoky. Okay. Well, there you. It really, Benjamin.
What's Crown? What's Crown?
Crown's Canada. Actually, I don't know if it's Canadian. Is it?
Yeah, I drink the real cheap stuff. That's just the label just says Canadian whiskey. It doesn't have anything other than that.
Oh, the Lord. The Lord is also a Canadian whiskey.
Yeah, Bean and Jack are here. Yeah, that's right. Bean and Jack. And
Bourbon's
then,
American.
Yeah, Kentucky. Yeah,
what about rye
Kentucky.
Whiskey? Is that American?
It's a mix of American and or.
Wow.
So here's the deal. No one knows dick about whiskey. All we know is it makes you feel warm on the inside, and it makes you just feel good. Yeah. And, you know, it's all the same church, just different pew.
Same church, different pew. Whiskey gets you frisky. That's all you got to know.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What'd you say?
Tequila gets you naked.
Tequila gets you naked. Okay.
That's bar wisdom right there.
Yeah. You know, so if you want to get frisky and nude, do a...
We've been really challenged on this podcast, Charles, between trying to pretend like we know anything about wine.
Thank you for the insight. Appreciate it.
Same guy won $700 on electronic pull tabs.
Are you kidding me? You won $700? Benjamin, we got a $700 on the electric pull tab winner here. I don't know if you heard that.
But I don't know if electric pull tabs really count as pull tabs or not. That's the big debate. Okay, here we go. Debate time.
Debate. Who is the master of the debate?
Do electronic pull tabs count the same as regular pull tabs?
No. Not
even
close.
You would
say no? Absolutely.
Benjamin?
I'm not too sure.
He doesn't know pull tabs.
I didn't know of them until I started listening to y'all.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, anyone who says y'all usually hasn't played pull tabs before is what we found out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no as well.
Grew up in Texas. That's an interesting
thing. I can't believe Texas doesn't have pull tabs. You'd think they would.
Yeah. Some states have issues against gambling in bars, I think.
Does Texas have gambling in bars?
Texas probably allows you to kill people in bars still, you know?
Well, they don't allow it. They just look the other way.
Yeah. It's Texas Ranger stuff down there.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Well, a little whiskey talk. Glad you like Top Gun.
Yeah. We didn't really answer your question here, Benjamin. We do apologize, but it's more Miles's fault. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I just like talking to you on some more good conversation.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. And hopefully your tough night last night kind of ends here with a little bit of booze, a little bit of laughs, and then you're on to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of y'all's podcasts to catch up on too. So,
all right, awesome. Well, thanks for listening. It.
All righty, thank you.
Talk soon one. Now.
See ya. Hello, who do we got on the line?
This is Dana.
Dana, what's cooking? On?
What's up?
We're almost there. Dana, where are you calling him from?
Racine.
Well,
are you saying Racine or Racine?
Racine, Wisconsin.
I don't know.
It's Racine. A fantastic city. It's between Kenosha and Milwaukee. Yeah, right on Lake Michigan, right on the west coast of Lake Michigan. It's
all
a fantastic
right.
place.
Got it.
Yeah, what's cooking in Racine these days?
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah?
Well, sounds good. Fun.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
We just had Halloween this weekend, but I was too busy. I couldn't go, but that's just where everybody dresses up in bar hops down in downtown Racine.
What's it called? Travelween?
Trolloween.
You ride a trolley? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you ride a trolley or what?
I mean, they have like buses that go around where you can, you know, hop on it, but it's not necessarily a trolley.
Mostly wondering, why do they call it Trolloween?
I guess I should do my research. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so you're in the same boat as us then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Belly on up to our bar. We're here in North Dakota at the Knickerbocker Liquor Locker. Yeah, fantastic place.
Belly up to the bar with us. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Whole lot's not on my mind, but my birthday is tomorrow, and I was hoping you guys could sing me a good happy birthday song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Get your vocal cords ready. I want the best of the best.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Dana. Happy birthday to you.
What'd you think? Did you like that?
Beautiful. I got tears in my eyes right now.
I got goosebumps, honestly. I felt like I was floating above myself watching myself sing.
Yeah.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Miles, when you went really low there, I was getting kind of aroused.
Yeah, I know. I apologize to all the female listeners.
Yeah.
You might have to pull over if you're driving.
That was the best birthday present ever.
Okay.
Oh, quit pumping our tires. Come on.
What do you got on your mind?
Yeah, it's your birthday now. How old are we turning?
27.
27 years young.
It's a good age.
Racine, Wisconsin. Yep. What
good
are
age.
What is the number? What does a 27 year? What does a? What's the question I want to? What does a 27th year birthday party look like in Racine, Wisconsin?
That's a good question. Well, I'm currently driving to my grandma's house to have some.
You
some
laugh
frozen pizza.
All frozen pizza. Did she get the tombstone or no?
No, we're doing the DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
Okay, yeah. So we're talking fancy frozen pizza.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't just call it that.
I requested Jack pizza and they're like, no, it's your birthday. You gotta go with DiGiorno.
That's a good grandma.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there,
your grandma
yeah.
must be the spendy type. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a spendy gal getting
She's
you a good journal.
That Social Security.
I know. I'm spoiled.
All right.
And then I'm going to Bucks game tomorrow.
Bucks game. And tomorrow is your birthday.
Yep. So I'm going on my birthday. So.
You're going to see the Bucks play. Who are the Bucks playing tomorrow?
The Pistons again.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're undefeated right now. Do you guys know that? Bucks are undefeated. All right.
Well,
Bucks and six.
When the time that this podcast comes out, they probably aren't undefeated. They could be.
Nah, we're still undefeated. Bucks and six. All right. So who are you going to the game with?
My boyfriend and then my best friend and then her boyfriend.
Okay. So a double date. So. All right. What's your boyfriend going to get you for your birthday? What is your boyfriend going to get you for your birthday?
What do you want for your birthday from your boyfriend? A ring?
I have a little listen, but I doubt that. But he's taking me to the Dells this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, you're
okay.
Doing the Dells.
I don't want to get ahead of myself here, and I don't want to maybe set your expectations too high. But I think he might be proposing in the Wisconsin Dells. He might be proposing in the Wisconsin Dells.
There's nothing
like. Is there a better place to propose than the Wisconsin Dells?
There is no better place in the Midwest or, frankly, the entire world to get proposed to than the Wisconsin Dells, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. So you better be prepared.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited for you, too.
This is going to be so fun. It's your birthday. You're going to get proposed to at Wisconsin Dells. This is big.
Right.
Have you gone to the Dells before?
Oh, numerous times. Like, for my birthday, we go every year. So okay. I guess it's just another.
So not as special as we originally thought, Charlie.
What are the Wisconsin Dells is one of the greatest places in all the Midwest. It really is. And I want to know, when you go to the Dells, what are the top five things to do in Wisconsin Dells?
What else? Paul Bunyan's, but I believe they're not open now. I think it's the season's over.
Yep.
Breakfast at Paul Bunyan.
Breakfast at Paul Bunyan's, and that's the Paul Bunyan. We got a big Paul Bunyan there in Wisconsin Dells. He's got one of those.
It's not the world's largest, though, I can tell you that.
No,
much.
But he's got a great, not at all ironic porno stash. I'll tell you that right now. He does.
Yes, yes, he does.
He looks like a Freddie Mercury up there. He's looking good.
What else?
Oh, there's a lot of great last date spots in the Wisconsin Dells. Like, there's the Museum of Historic Torture Devices, so you can go check that out.
Oh, I should add that to my list.
Add that.
Because I was gonna ask you, like, what else should I do? I usually do just the same.
Going to the bar.
Yeah. Well, you go. There are plenty of bars. Which are you staying at, the Kalahari or the Great Wolf Lodge? Where are you staying?
We went the cheaper route and went towards Mount Olympus.
Oh, Mount Olympus. That's nice. Yeah, Mount Olympus.
You know, it's whatever.
It's fantastic.
So long have you guys been dating is what Charlie wants to talk about the Wisconsin Dells. I don't want to, I want to find out what's going on with your guys' relationship.
That's a good
question.
And
find out if he's really going to propose this weekend. How long have you been dating?
So I guess on and off for the last 5 years.
5 years on and off.
Yeah.
More on or more off?
I would say it's equal. It was more so me than him. I mean, I'm sure he would marry me right now if he could, but
okay. Oh, right.
Playing a little hard to get.
Okay, so you're feeling you're not ready then yet, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I don't know. What's the rush?
Well, you're 27. You're right. What is the rush?
I don't know. I'm not even married yet. I'm 29, so
I'm divorced
sense.
And I'm 35. You don't want to rush into these things.
Yeah,
you know?
You'll end up like Charlie.
Yeah. Don't do that. Well, good for you. Take your time. When do you know it's the right time to get married in the Midwest?
I guess you never really know. I guess he gets along with my dad and he goes fishing, and my dad talks about fishing and hunting with him. So, and he can actually have a normal conversation or like hold a conversation.
Yeah.
So my question is what are you waiting for? Do I sound like your grandma or what?
Yeah.
I guess you have a point there, but then what's there to rush either?
There's no rush.
It's a constant battle between, well, what are you waiting for? And, well, what's the rush? We could do this all day.
Yeah, she's going to her grandma's. She's going to get all these questions there. We don't need to give her the questions.
I literally am just driving around because I passed her house already, but it's totally worth it.
I wish she'd have gone inside. We could have talked to your grandma.
It's all farm field, so it's fine.
Where does your grandma live?
We could have asked your grandma what you're waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you?
I have a feeling they're going to be like, "Hey, the pizza's done."
Yeah, why don't you get? We'll go over
to
grandma's.
She's trying to get off the phone with us.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're trying to get off the phone. Okay.
Okay.
We'll let you go. Okay.
Tell your grandma we says hi.
Yep. Tell grandma we says hi.
It was awesome. But I watch your guys or listen. I guess I watch it on YouTube all the time, and you guys crack me up. It is
Oh.
Well, I've been trying to call since I got off work, so I appreciate you guys answering.
Absolutely.
This is, like, literally probably the best birthday present.
Oh, don't tell your boyfriend that.
Yeah, he's going to propose tomorrow.
No, yeah. He's jealous of you, Charlie.
Is he? Why?
I don't know, because I always talk about how funny you are and stuff, and he's like, well, I'm funny too. I'm like, not as funny as Charlie.
Oh, jeez.
I get that a lot too. So I think I'm in your boyfriend's boat here.
Well, listen.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie this, Charlie that. He's so skinny and good looking and funny, and he did the state fair.
Oh, stop it. You are 2 miles.
Miles, come on. Come on. No one can move merch like you.
What bar are you guys in?
We're in Hickson,
Minnesota.
We're at the Knickerbocker,
Minnesota, North Dakota.
Knickerbocker Liquor Locker.
Is that literally what it's called? Or
that's legitimately called.
The sign says that.
Yeah, it says the Knickerbocker.
Legitimately the name.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't have a couple of drinks and you're kind of one eyeing it, being like, I think this is what it says?
No.
Well, that could be too.
Dead Sober. That's the name of this bar.
Yeah. Well, it's called the Knickerbocker Liquor Locker, and neither of us are dead sober, if you can't tell that. But the more important thing is you're on your way to Grandma's. You got a boyfriend who really likes you. He's in love with you. He'd propose to you.
Yep.
And it's your birthday tomorrow, 27, and you got all the time in the world, and you got the world in the palm of your hand. So life is your oyster. Put some hot sauce on it and give it a go, okay?
Amen.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
She's not getting proposed to, Charlie.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she wants it.
She
is still living her life.
This poor guy. He just wants to get married.
He wants to get married. Dana's not there yet, and you can't rush into these things.
Can't rush her. No.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta.
That's the second time that's happened to us on this podcast.
Yeah.
We talk too long and everyone wants to get off. They don't want to talk to us anymore.
We do the Midwest goodbye on this podcast all the damn time. You can just hear them slapping their knees on the other end of the phone. Well, past my grandma's turn. Suppose I better.
I've went around my grandma's house about 4 times now. Pizza's cold.
Yeah. It's DiGiorno. It's a good one. You don't want to let that taste a lot better hot.
She's like, you know, I was a fan until I realized what the commitment was to call into this goddamn podcast. All right, let's take another one.
Wisconsin and Iowa, we got the hunt week coming up, and Orange Friday is tomorrow. Okay, so get there early, folks, for your place in line. Maybe even think about camping overnight because you don't want to miss this early 6 a.m. opening special. Like, the first 500 customers receive a big buck scratch off for a chance to get an extra 10 to 50%
off. I'm sold. There's a scratch off.
Yeah,
I'm sold.
I knew you would at the Fleet Farm. And those same 500 people, make sure you get your 2022 Orange Friday collector's hat. I have a collector's hat from 2020, 2019, 2020, 2021, and I'm going to go get the 2022. You bet your tush. So we got ours. Make sure you get yours, too. Oh, he's giving the popcorn. Oh, Miles.
I'm full.
I'm good.
Burger,
I really appreciate you, though. Thank you. They offered us popcorn. You know, you start talking about popcorn or Fleet Farm and people bring you popcorn. That's how it is. Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Hey, folks. Listen. We're just taking a little break from the Bellied Up podcast because we want to tell you the holidays are coming up. And Miles, during the holidays, you were talking about this before the show. You and your family like to do that. You like to do the holiday, the little Christmas concoctions.
Well, you just mix ice cream and booze with anything.
Yeah.
It's going to go down.
It's
going to
go good, but it's going to go down, especially good with the tippy cow. They got this orange cream situation, which is fantastic.
Which will be new to my family. I think they're going to like it, though.
I think so, too. I just started drinking it myself. It's pretty gosh darn tasty, I tell you that right now. And it's a Tippecanoe, all Wisconsin made stuff. So every time you drink that Tippecanoe, Miles,
support
you can think
Wisconsin.
Of me.
Okay. No.
All right.
Now and all the listeners, while they're sipping it, I'm back. They're thinking about you.
Support the farmers in Wisconsin.
You dressed up like a cow, actually.
I did, yeah. And you dressed up like a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's perfect.
It is perfect, yeah.
I imagine that you help supply Tippy Cow that you drink after you shoot a buck.
After you shoot a buck. On hunt season.
That's why it's orange. So
yeah.
The whole thing. It's we call that full circle, I think.
Full circle.
No, but seriously, the holiday season's coming up. Great move to pick up some Tippy Cow, get a pail of ice cream, and then after dinner, start mixing some boozy ice cream drinks or dishes, I think you would call that.
Whatever you want to call it.
And I promise you're going to have a pretty good holiday.
Yeah. It's not going to go worse.
It's not going to get worse. It's going to get much better. So, guys, you got to go out and get some Tippy Cow for yourself. And feeling like you're going to have a pretty good holiday season.
Hello. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Alex Sanchez.
Alex Sanchez?
Yes, sir.
Alex Sanchez, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Oh, wow. What part?
Probably around near the Chino area. Chino Hills.
Oh, sure. Cool. Well, welcome to the deal.
Yeah, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, gosh. I actually got a huge question for you guys.
Okay, let's
do it.
So I'm actually in the works of moving out to the Midwest.
Good for you, Alex.
Smart.
Found a spot in South Dakota.
That a boy.
And I just have a couple of questions, like, what's the best way to transition and not really stick out like you're from a different state, I guess?
Well, so you're wondering, how do you move to the Midwest and not stick out like a sore thumb?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
That's well, first and foremost, you got to come here. You got to get yourself a nice pair of boots, especially if you're going to South Dakota. Okay, you will be judged by your shoes. And not how good they are, how well broken in they are.
Yeah, you're going to want to break those suckers in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they can't be polished up then, huh?
No. You walk in with a polished pair of boots, you better be getting married. You know? I mean, otherwise, why are they so polished up? They don't trust people with polished boots in South Dakota.
No, you want to walk into that bar and they think, oh, he was either just in the field or he was hunting something. You know, you were either farming or hunting, one of the two. That's what you want them to be thinking there.
Is that counterintuitive to what you would think being in Southern California? Is you got to have your boots nice and tidy?
No. You can wear them around, but not much kicking around here, I'll tell you that.
Well, so that... kicking
shit kickers.
Okay.
Charlie, that's a good first piece of advice.
What's your advice then?
To not stick out like a sore thumb, you're not gonna want to be driving around in a Prius. I can tell you that much. You're gonna want to make sure
trucks for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna need to get a truck if you're rolling down Main Street in a Prius. Well, stick out like a sore thumb. I'm not saying either way, but
it really comes down to the snow. You know, what car? It doesn't have to be a truck necessarily, but what car is going to get your ass out of the snow?
You need a car with four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so,
100%.
Well, yeah. And then, also, what's your fishing and hunting game like?
Oh, I would love to hunt. It's a dream for me to go hunting. Obviously, living out here in California, we really don't have so much opportunity to do that here.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to try pheasant hunting out there because I know that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to the right spot for that then.
In fact, we just had a fellow from South Dakota on the podcast recently who told us to hang on a second because he saw a couple pheasants in the ditch, a couple ditch chickens, and he went and he popped it and he got it
live on the podcast. You can believe that.
So that stuff happens in South Dakota. Now I will say the other thing you're gonna have to do to not stick out like a sore thumb, you've got to work on your goodbyes. Okay, you can't just say goodbye.
If you just say goodbye and leave, that's the rudest thing you can do to someone who lives in South Dakota or the Midwest. It's got to be a, well, I suppose I'm going to head out of here.
Yep. And then they're going to offer you a beer, and then you're going to have to say it again with more emphasis and maybe slap your knee this time.
And if you don't take the beer, that is also offensive.
Yeah. And, you know.
100%. You can't say no to that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yes. And we're not telling you to drink and drive either. You then have to stay at that residence long enough until that you're
sober up. Yeah.
And then they'll offer you another beer. And then you're going to have to sober up from that one, too. And you'll have to accept the leftovers when they offer you the leftovers.
But if you eat the leftovers, too, right then and there, because you're going to get hungry at some point.
Yeah.
Helps you sober up as well.
It's permissible.
So just know if you go over to someone's house, you're going to. Good luck going anywhere else that night.
Yeah. You're
pretty much locked in until you got to go to work in the morning.
And you should start saying hi to everybody you see on the sidewalk.
But not too. It's more just so like a head nod. It's not like a hello. It's just give them a little.
Yeah. Acknowledge them. Hey.
Head nod up, little head nod down.
Yeah. For instance, I'll tell you this.
That makes sense.
I was walking on a, or I was biking on a path, and I pulled over because I saw a bunch of other bikers coming. I was out in the woods, and then there was a string of like four bikers, and they were all right next to, like right behind each other, and they said thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the kind of place you're coming to. Okay, so and I could not just say you're welcome to one of them and that count for the whole pack. I had to say yeah, no problem, sure thing, okay, watch out for deer, you know. So you gotta you got to switch it up a bit, okay? And we haven't even gotten to the driving in the Midwest either, but that's a whole other scenario.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. So we could do this all day. Have you been to the Midwest before?
I've actually went to go visit South Dakota back in April, last April. So I went to go check it out there, see if I liked it. And I honestly fell in love with it, me and my fiance. Get married in December. So.
Congratulations. That's great. Where in South Dakota are you guys moving?
We were looking at the Sioux Falls area. It seemed like a pretty nice spot.
It's a pretty good spot there.
Yeah, it's very nice. And how's your fiance feel about moving out? Is she just as excited as you?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything in California.
Okay.
But
I mean, you're kind of part of the mass exodus out of California is what it sounds like.
Most definitely.
Kind of sick of living there. Well, just so you know, if there's anyone listening to this podcast that's also in Alex's situation that's on the fence, we'll take you. Come on into the Midwest. Get the hell out of California. Come on over to South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, all of
Wisconsin.
Them.
Wisconsin. We'll
be careful on that.
We'll pull a casserole out of the freezer for you, okay?
And come on over.
Well, I got to try those cheese curds.
Oh, yeah, you
gotta do. Got to try some cheese curds, 100%.
Get yourself some squeakers, okay?
Okay.
You know what a squeaker means?
Gotcha. Squeaky cheese, right?
Yeah, you got it.
You know.
Yeah. You're.
He's done his research.
He really has.
Yeah.
What job are you doing when you come out here?
Right now working with the Home Depot. So that's
fantastic.
Pretty fun.
Okay, well, you're going to want to get a job at the old flea farm.
Oh, flea farm.
You're going to want to jump ship over the old flea farm.
I've been there. It's huge. It's nice.
I've been there. It's huge. It's nice. He's already Midwest polite.
Yeah,
I like that about
you. He's like, well, I'm not going to do that, but no, it's a great, Charlie, you were
I honestly meant that.
Okay.
I honestly meant that. Yeah.
Okay, no.
You spent some time as an employee there.
Yeah, I've worked at the Fleet Farm before. I was the key guy.
Bird watching.
Yeah, I've been bird watching over there.
Oh, the key guy.
Yeah, the key guy's one of the most coveted positions in all the hardware store. They're starting to go away, get automated and whatnot, but you can't judge, you know, a machine when it sees the do not duplicate, it won't duplicate, but a person will duplicate that ship
for
you right away.
Yeah, well, you know, don't just do it right away. You got to be talked into it.
Well, yeah, you got to vet the person a little bit, you know.
If you're at the Fleet Farm where Charlie's working, all you do is show up with some of those squeaky cheese curds and he'll duplicate duplicate.
Well, you know, because you gotta actually, you know, this day and age, maybe you don't want to duplicate when it says do not duplicate.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to get in a confrontation with the guy.
No,
that's way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta listen to the customer, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Customer's always right. Hopefully not a serial killer.
Now, you know? When Charlie says that it's the most coveted position, the hardware store, it means that that's where they put the chatty Kathy in the hardware store that really doesn't know anything about hardware.
Always a full pot of coffee next to the key stand at the at the hardware store. That's true. Yeah.
That sounds like a new bit right there.
That's an art form right there. You're right. It is a bit.
Most definitely.
That's an art form right there. Well, I'm super excited you're coming out to the Midwest.
What are you most excited for to move to the Midwest?
Honestly, everything that California is not.
Explain.
Ooh. I'm really excited for like the freedoms, how friendly you guys are and great interacting with each other. Like it feels more, it's like on a good connection. Like I know we guys have each other backs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Really love the nature aspect of it too.
Yeah, we got no shortage of that.
Yeah.
A lot of nature, a lot of friendliness, a lot of casseroles, bratwurst, squeaky cheese curds. We got it all here in the Midwest, and it's just waiting for you. So come on out.
Yeah, that small town feel, most definitely. I want that small town feel.
Well, I think that you can find it a little bit in Sioux Falls. You can find it just outside of Sioux Falls, too. Small town feel.
Yeah, you'll get that.
You just look for a bar with low ceilings and you're going to be good to go.
You are. Come on out.
Is that how you identify a good one?
That's a good start right there.
Lower the ceiling, the better the bar.
Yeah. Alex, you and your
fiance. Where are you guys at right now?
We are over at the Knickerbocker Liquor Locker. Thanks for asking.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where that's at. Is that Wisconsin?
North Dakota. Hickson, North Dakota.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Knickerbocker Liquor Locker. Yeah.
We're in the top bunk. You're moving to the bottom.
We also
bunk.
Call it the Nicky Bocky Licky Locky or the Nick Bock Lick Lock. But
yeah, whatever you choose. But you come on out here. Yeah. You'll have a good time. No,
oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you and your fiance, you get in your sedan or whatever you got. You drive on out to the Midwest. Come on out. The water's cold.
Yeah, trade in your Prius. Come on, get a truck.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a good done deal.
Yeah, right. It's done and done. Well, Alex.
All right, well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank
you.
Appreciate
you guys' advice.
Yeah, thank you.
When recent new fan. And love watching guys' bits, and I'm using your guys' advice to get me out there. So let's see how this works out.
Well, perfect. Yeah, and if you have any trouble when you're out here, you just call us back on the Bellied Up Podcast. If you
we'll
need something, we'll buy, sell, trade for you, whatever you need. Okay, we are here for you, your resource. All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. Alex. Watch for deer.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That one he didn't know what to do with. He never heard watch out for deer yet. You hear that at the end?
You got to let him know, you know, if he's moving
he's like, okay.
Thanks. Bye.
He's like, we don't have deer around here. Yeah. Why would I do that?
Well, he's got a long drive.
He's in for a rude awakening.
Long drive in the rut.
Yeah.
You want to go for a long drive in the rut?
Going for a long drive. You're supposed to continue.
Going for a long drive in the rut.
I didn't know how to transition into that one, but yeah. I could be.
Look at me and tell me you don't give a
buck.
Buck.
good guy that guy is, though.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I mean, it sounds, you know, very sweet.
He sounds like he belongs here. It sounds like he never belonged in California anyway.
California. He had a rough go in California, you know.
Jeez, yeah, well, I appreciate everyone tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
Yeah, this was slicker than snot on a sturgeon. Thank you guys for coming. And, you know, feel free to belly on up with us anytime, right, yeah, Miles? You just call the number. And
don't forget to tip your bartender.
And we're sponsored by Fleet Farm.
We love it.
You know, we do.
We do.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.